Are you calling from?
Eagle River.
Eagle River?
Wow.
What are you doing way over there?
Hunting.
Hunting. All right. What's the name of your camp?
Camp Wolf Bait.
Camp Wolf Bait. All right. Give us the report. Give us the lowdown on what's happening there.
So probably we got a five-pointer.
You got a five. Did you get it or who got it?
My brother.
Your brother? Oh, is he bragging about it a lot? Walking around, strutting around? Look at me.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. I think he is.
I think he is, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for checking in, Camp Wolf Bait. We appreciate the update.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, and you're on the roundup. Who's this?
Oh.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to hit the button here. You still there?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Grace Ann.
Where are you calling from, Grace Ann?
Phillips.
From where again?
Phillips.
Phillips, all right, Grace Ann. What's happening today? Tell us what happened in the woods for you guys today.
We saw a doe.
You saw a doe? All right. Anything else?
No.
That was it, huh? All right. What are you doing for Thanksgiving tomorrow? All right, what's your favorite food for Thanksgiving?
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes, a little gravy on that, butter, or what do you put on there? Oh, both, huh?
Gravy.
All right. Are you one of those people who mixes other stuff? Do you take, like, your mashed potatoes and, like, mix it with the turkey and stuffing and make it, like, a big pile of, or do you keep it separate?
Only with corn.
Corn. You'll mix the corn with the potatoes.
I have to know. What's your opinion on sweet potatoes?
Well, yeah, do you like sweet potatoes?
I've never tried them.
Well, they're all right. regular potatoes are my favorite, too, Gwen.
Sweet potatoes are good with brown sugar.
All right, Gwen Ann, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for the call. All right, Gwen Ann's got the potato thing down. You are on the roundup. Who's this? I think I went to the same line there. You are on the roundup. Hello.
Hello. This is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
The old Nut Hut checking in. Merlin, how we doing there, bud?
Well, I'm headed home for tonight, but I think I'm going to come back up on Friday if I can.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, talk to the big boss, you know, the wife. So.
All right. All right. So you did a little family time, a little Thanksgiving tomorrow?
Yeah, Thanksgiving and... But we did break the ice I did today. I seen a deer yesterday doing a pond, and today I saw a deer. That's all I can say.
Okay, so. A deer. It's pretty sad when we break the ice by seeing a deer, but we'll take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take it, Merlin.
You bet.
All right.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving. We'll try and check in later this week.
Thank you, Merlin. Enjoy. I'm assuming there's probably some mixed nuts as a little entree, a little hors d'oeuvre at the Merlin Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Cashews. A tray of cashews.
Ooh,
yep.
Cashews. There, you betcha. All right, Merlin. Thank you for the call. 715-762-3221. Austin, what's your favorite nut? Favorite nut, peanut, cashew,
almond.
I'm a almond.
Cashew kind of guy.
I like cashews too. Yeah, those are pretty nice. How about you, sausage?
I got to go with the almond. It's pretty good nut.
Yeah, my wife.
Well,
my
wait,
wife.
I should say bee nut is my favorite nut.
of course. That's right. My wife loves the almonds and walnuts. I could never eat a walnut again, and I'd be happy. And that's because we had a big walnut tree growing up, and we always tried to dry them out, you know, and do it. And we never waited long enough, so I'd eat them, and they were, like, really, like, just bitter and soft. And that taste still to this day when I bite into a walnut, I think of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a good walnut plan by me at my early age. I should have been thinking more when I was 9, Gray. I should have been thinking more.
Should have, would have, could have.
Gray, what do you got for a... for an email over there. What do you got?
I don't have squat at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I need some people to ring in with your emails, get your pictures in, get your email reports in. If you can't give us a call, I'd love to hear from you. I'm the gopher for the emails today. Make it worth my time.
WCQM at civicmedia.us. Call us at 715-762-3221. We're only here till 6:30. Then we got Bucks basketball. We got sausage from the ever-famous FPH Country Club. You guys got the same red carpet you've always used, or you have to replace that once in a while?
No, it's, as a country club full of colorblind men, I'm not sure that it's red every year, but we call it that.
But it's rolled out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to get those shoes dirty.
A lot of stuff rolled out at the FPH Country Club, yeah. All right, well, more of the Roundup coming up. Stay with us. MasterCare Lawn Service is wrapping up all of their fall projects, and they have those snow plows all ready to go now. Don't wait, though, to call, because we all know that the weather is more unpredictable than ever right here in the Northwoods. All of those guys at MasterCare are ready to take care of all of your snow plowing needs this winter, even salting and sanding too. With years of experience, rest assured, they won't let you down. MasterCare Lawn Services and Snow Plowing. Give them a call, 715-563-0576.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. We hope you're also staying comfortable this season. If you're looking for a place to set up camp, check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We are the area's largest local lodging marketplace. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we have over 65 options for you to choose from. Welcome to the area. We're glad you're here. For your stay in the Northwoods, visit upnorthlodging.com.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the 9-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup at 5:07. We're here till 6:30 taking your calls. Let's go right back to the phones. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
It's the old buck who catches the fever.
Ah, the old buck. How we doing out there, old buck?
It's going just beautiful. Hasn't changed a bit. Nice weather and lousy hunting.
Right. Which one would you rather have? Nice weather, lousy hunting, or good hunting and lousy weather?
It's a toss-up.
That's a mix, maybe. 50-50, right?
Uh-huh.
We don't need to go too hardcore here, right? Those days of waking up when it's 5-10 below, those are tough mornings to get out there.
Yeah, and 2 foot of snow on the ground, so you have to wade through it.
Yeah, yep. So we count our blessings, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess I don't feel that bad about not seeing much. They were saying on the news tonight that it's about 18% down from last year.
Yep, I can believe it. Everything was set up for it, the warm weather, rough winter last year, everything set up. Just a cycle, I think, right? You get a wimpy winter of weather, and all of a sudden it's right back up there again. It happened pretty fast.
As long as this weather holds up all winter, I'd be happy.
yeah, exactly.
But I know Wisconsin's going to give us all the snow we want and then some.
Yeah, it'll be coming. All right, old buck, thank you for the call. We always appreciate you checking in.
Hang in there. Somebody's got to get them.
You betcha. The old buck. He's part of that Camp Toothless Beaver crew out there. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
Hello.
Who's this?
Guess who?
Is this the birthday boy?
No.
Well, close to the birthday boy, right? This is Jerome.
This is Tom.
I didn't get you. I don't know. You Janicek guys, you always get confused me.
Calls come in today on my birthday.
73 people wishing you birthday wishes. I counted them all. I'm exhausted. Okay. I had to take a nap.
I double checked.
Yes, okay. Sausage was there. The accounting firm of Sausage, and Bratwurst were there checking it out.
Well, what time's it going to come?
What's that? Your birthday cake?
The sausage and the bratwurst.
Oh, the sausage and the bratwurst. They'll be hidden strategically inside of your cake that you'll win on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, hope you have a great birthday. What are you doing for your birthday tomorrow?
Gonna hunt.
Just gonna hunt. All right. Very good. Well, get a deer on your birthday, would you, for gosh sakes?
Yeah, you sent some over here.
That'll be my present to you, all right?
Okay, thank you, and thank you for the good work, and have a good, happy Thanksgiving.
You betcha. Thank you. Camp Longshot, the Janicek boys checking in, 715-762-3221. Let's go back to the phones. The hunters are leaving the woods here. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is the Granduzzi Ranch.
All right, the Granduzzi Ranch. Is it official? Do we have four generations that have arrived at the...
We do have four generations today.
Look at that. The three-year-old has arrived. All right.
Not bad.
Hey, and Grandpa Frank got a spike buck today.
Frank got a buck. Wow. All right. The top of the generation food chain, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys hunting on Thanksgiving tomorrow? What's happening out there at the Granduzzi?
Yeah, we're going to hunt, and then we're going to have turkey, and then we're going to hunt again.
All right. That is, of course, if you get up from your nap. Just don't lay down afterwards, okay?
That's right.
You can't lay down. It's all over then. It's all over. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the picture you guys sent. I would love a picture of that fourth. I know you sent us a three generation. We'd love one with the youngster in there, too. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll do that tonight, and we'll send it to you, Joel.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you very much. The Granduzzi Ranch, a tradition here on the Roundup. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Dean. How you doing?
Hey, Dean, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boulder Junction.
Boulder Junction. All right. What's happening out east there?
Oh, Boulder Junction's got nothing going on.
Nothing?
No deer.
Huh.
I just sat in the tree with my nephew. He was sleeping. That's all we got.
Yeah, it seems to be a common thing. It's kind of a dry year this year.
Yeah, it certainly is.
All right, so what else are you doing to keep yourself entertained then, Dean, since there's not much deer going on?
Well, we have good campfires every day, and we sit around the campfire and tell stories about the things that we didn't see.
Okay.
I bet the campfire's not dry, huh?
Right. The campfire's nice and, we got it nice and wet around there to make sure that everybody's safe. We don't have to worry about the wood starting on fire.
Oh, that's so responsible. I like that. Yeah.
Very good. What's the beverage of choice at the camp there in Boulder Junction?
We usually use Miller Lite.
Okay, Miller Lite, guys. All right. Very good. All right, Dean, hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Hope it gets better for you out there.
Thanks, you guys as well.
You betcha. Is Busch Light, Sausage, would you say Busch Light has taken over the Northwoods? Would you say that? Or what do you think? What's the beer of choice? I see a lot of Busch Light when I go to bags tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of Busch Light around. It's not the Sausage's choice. I think our camp is a pretty good mix, mostly Line and Kugels, though.
Yeah, I like the Summer Shanty or the regular Lineys.
If you're talking, I've got a Mick Golden Light here.
Non-alcoholic, of course.
Of course.
Right, let's get a little, I think... because I didn't open mine earlier. There we go. All right. Very good. I've always, for some reason, I'm getting older now, and you try to find a beer that, doesn't get your system all weirded out. So for some reason, Budweiser is all right with me. I can have a few Budweisers in my system's like, okay, I'm all right. Because that's more like a rice beer, I think, isn't it, Budweiser?
Yeah, rice brewed.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the older you get, the lighter the beer is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got somebody waiting on the line here. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gage from the Gross Camp.
Hey, the Gross Camp. What's going on at the Gross Camp today, Gage?
Not much. Dad saw a doe with some spots.
All right. That was it?
Known as a fawn.
Well, at least he didn't shoot at it, right?
No.
He didn't, did he? Okay.
Oh, no, dope egg. Switch some spots. Thinking it's going to be a lot better this time. We've seen some tracks, seen some signs.
Okay. What's going on tonight at the Gross Camp?
Eating some yummy dinner, some cracked chicken.
All right. Dreaming of Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Traditional turkey. What do you guys got cooking?
Turkey, I'm going to have that for in the oven for a while. Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Enjoy the time with your family, Gage. We appreciate you calling.
Yep, thanks.
Gross Camp. I think it was Gwen Gray who spotted the 10-foot giraffe, I believe, the other night. That was Gwen.
We had the first spotting of what may or may not have been the same 10-foot giraffe that we heard about later in the evening.
Yes, it was. We thought it was entertaining, but it was disturbingly close to the Wildwood Wildlife Park in Minocqua. So I'm just saying, it was a little bit concerned about it. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Kent.
Hey, Kent, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Camp Run Amok.
Camp Run Amok. And where are you guys running amok?
Lindstrom, Minnesota.
Lindstrom, Minnesota.
Wow.
All right. Which part of Minnesota is that in?
Yeah, it's kind of by St. Croix Falls, Eastern part.
Right on the border there. Right on the border.
Yep,
all right.
On the border.
What's happening over there today?
Well, I'm wondering if anyone has some questions. I need a question asked about a food plot I need to plant on my property.
Okay. All right. Well, you got the guy right here, Sausage, a veteran hunter from the FPH Country Club. So fire away.
Hey, Sausage, you like Mick Golden, too?
Hey, Mick Golden's beer choice, Kent. You know it.
Kent, run him up.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just need to know about my food plot.
Okay.
How to attract more bucks and more does, and things are going a little slow here.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty common theme. You need a bigger food plot.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
better food.
The acre and a half, this doesn't work for most of us, but all I can get on the lake right now.
Maybe throw out a couple of McGoldens and see what comes in.
Oh, that might work.
Don't shoot the sausage.
Everybody doing good over there in Wisconsin?
Hey, we're doing just fine. It's been, hunting-wise, it could have been better to have it a little colder, but we'll enjoy the mild weather. We won't turn that down.
And you've got snow over there?
We have no snow at all. We have not had, I think we had like an inch maybe or so a few weeks ago. It melted right away. I don't think we're going to have any much snow before December 1st, it sounds like. It's going to be pretty dry.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call tonight.
All right. We appreciate you calling in from over in the western parts here. Lindstrom, Camp Run Amok. That was Ken. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Drew from Saddle.
Drew from where?
Saddle.
Saddles. And whereabouts are you guys?
By Blaisdell Lake.
Blaisdell Lake. You know where that is, Sausage?
Somewhere by Blaisdell.
Blaisdell Lake. Where is Blaisdell?
I don't know.
Where is Blaisdell Lake?
Over by Loretta.
Loretta. Okay, I think you guys called in before.
Oh, by the Twin Cities. Over
yes,
there.
Yeah, Twin Cities, the bright lights. What's happening over there in the Twin Cities, Drew?
Not much. Just a little nubby buck.
You got one? You got a nubby buck?
Yep.
All right. A little venison in the freezer. Nothing wrong with that. Takes the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get skunked anyway. So what's happening tonight at the saddle camp?
Saddles.
What's happening at saddles 40 tonight?
40-acre deer lodge.
40-acre. All right. So what are you doing there tonight? What's happening?
Just having some potatoes and a hamburger.
Potatoes and a hamburger. All right. What's your favorite food on Thanksgiving tomorrow? What's the first thing you're like, everybody out of the way, I'm taking this first?
Stuffing.
Stuffing. All right. Yeah. Stuffing's
good.
Can
I give a shout out?
Oh, certainly.
I would like to give a shout out to Andy in the Green Cabin from Marshfield.
All right. You have done so, Drew. Well done. Thank you very much. I called it Camp Saddle. He put me in my place right away. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Saddles?
Yeah. Get it right.
Yeah. Jeez, pay attention, old man.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the roundup. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Lauren Luke from Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch. And whereabouts is the Porcupine Ranch?
Minocqua.
All right. What's happening over in Minocqua?
Well, my brother saw three deer, and he shot at one, and then the deer he shot at right came running into where I was sitting, and then I shot at it, and yeah.
So does it look like Swiss cheese now?
We didn't go out there. We're letting it lay low for a while yet because we shot it like 40 minutes before clothing.
So. All right. So you, there was blood, you're saying?
Yeah, there was a lot of blood. All right.
So you're going to see if you can find it in the morning or track it a little bit?
No, we're going to find it in a little bit here.
All right. Very good.
Good luck. That's stressful when you got to wait to go get that deer.
Yeah, exactly. Something to look forward to in the morning, though. Something to get up for. So, very good.
Yeah.
All right.
My grandpa left today.
Your grandpa what? He left?
He left.
What'd you say to him?
He was up here hunting with us, and then he decided to go home and abandon us up here.
Just left, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be nicer to him, you know.
I guess.
All right. Porcupine Ranch, Minocqua, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
You got Uncle Paul from Camp Seeing a Few tonight.
Hey, Uncle Paul, where's Camp Seeing a Few?
Well, we're just north of Tony, but right now I'm standing out in the